Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The history of music is the story of strange and wonderful combinations. Take the Neptunes. Meet Timbaland. Neptunes and Timbaland meet Kev Marcus and Will Baptiste, violinists who within them swirl a melange of classical training, jazz, pop, and hip-hop. This is Black Violin. This track is called Not Invisible from Black Violin's latest album, Stereotypes, which drops this September. Kev Marcus and Will B say because the violin comes with a centuries-old musical legacy, it's the perfect tool for teaching kids that music has no stereotypes.
I mean, when we first started, we really had an approach like a rapper. When we dissect songs, like our lead song on our album, Stereotypes, we were like, okay, well, we're going to do an 8-bar hook and a 16-bar verse. Like, we don't think of it, I mean, you can think of it as ABA, you know, just like, traditional form and counterpoint. But for us, we were thinking, you take the first verse and I take the second verse, and then, you know, we do the bridge together, and then the hook is just, you know, some slamming hook. So we thought of it, we always think of it in form, at the way pop musicians think about it, not just rappers, but pop musicians. So when you listen to our album, even a song that's completely instrumental, if you like popular music, you'll understand its form immediately. You know, the form of it will feel like any song you're used to hearing on the radio, even though it may not have words on that particular song. And that's how we bridge the gap, because my 5-year-old daughter will listen to a Katy Perry song and she understands the form of that song. And we take it, then take the violin and maybe a completely instrumental song, and we give it to her in that same form so she can pretty much understand it immediately.
And this is what the kids are picking up on. They may be intimidated when you pull those instruments out of the cases, but when you start doing that ABA thing, they go, oh.
Exactly. It's very relatable, and that's the thing. And we perform for the kids. I mean, they go absolutely crazy, not only because we're doing something that seems impossible. I mean, we're taking an art form, taking a violin, and we're playing hip-hop on top of it. You know what I mean? To them, it's just like, man, this is crazy. This is cool. So I think what we're trying to do is just look at it in a different way so the kids can kind of look at the violin and not be intimidated and might possibly want to play it. And, you know, kids that would never necessarily listen to a Bach piece or a Beethoven or whatever, they can listen to that piece and appreciate it.
What if I was just coming upon you, you know, a summer stoop afternoon, and I come around the corner and I hear these two violinists playing in a way that I never heard before? Can you pick up your instruments and just do something that would say to me, whoa, these guys are good, but they're also speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that improvisationally?
Oh, that's what we do.
But let's see it.
Yeah,
go ahead. Pick
no
it up.
Problem.
Pick it up.
So, you know, you think of it, some people think of it as improvisation. We completely think of it as freestyling.
Yeah.
So
We're
just going to make up something. We haven't talked about it, rehearsed it, you know. And what we'll do is one of us will kind of create a bass, and then the other person will kind of riff off of it.
You want a beat?
Oh, no, we'll make our own.
I can give you a beat.
Thank you.
Style. Oh, that was great. God,
yeah,
so good.
Thanks.
That was so nice.
That's like our favorite thing to do. I mean, we do it every night on stage because we play so many shows that, like, just for us, we want to do something brand new and fresh every night, just, you know, and it kind of puts you on a spot and it gets your blood going. And it's also the purest form of expression because, like we were saying before, when you grow up playing the violin, you know, you're taught to, you know, sit up straight and make sure that you, you know, play classical music at the tip, you know, more romantic music, you play it at the frog, you know, and make sure that you sustain, you know, not too much portato on most things. You're really not taught to just pick up your instrument and play whatever you feel, you know?
Gets me to my question here. So you guys are taught to sit up straight, play the violin. Where'd that come from?
Public school system. We met in high school, I was in 10th grade, he was in 9th grade, and we were stand partners in orchestra class the first day of school in 1996. And that's when we met in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in a magnet school program. Our parents didn't have money. We weren't having lessons. We just had a second period every day. We had orchestra, and we had a teacher that just cared. And, you know, he just kind of pushed us. And, you know, we lived in a neighborhood where it seemed like the only way to get out the hood would be to football or basketball or just the normal things. And he always told us, is like, you know, if you come here second period every day and you work hard and you take it home and you practice, that you can do anything. And he was right, man. We got full scholarships to college, and it's just, you know, the type of thing that keeps opening doors for us.
That's so great.
So it's great. And now we get to keep trying to push the envelope and show people something else that they didn't think was possible. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
What do you feel is your responsibility as an artist to speak to kids beyond the question of how to get out of the hood or how to get rich or how to be responsible to your community, to your people, to your family, to the things you love?
You know, I think as artists, and this is just me personally, I think as artists, it's our responsibility to talk to these kids and not think it's a burden. I think a lot of artists think it's a burden. I don't want kids to really look at me and look at me in a way that's like, I look up to this guy. But sometimes it's not even really a choice. I mean, you're a public figure. Kids look at you. You know, they want to be you. So, you know, and you're human too. You're going to make mistakes. I mean, I think admitting to your mistakes is good too. Kids can kind of see that and learn from that.
Kev Marcus and Will B, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Kev Marcus and Will B are the duo behind the group Black Violin. Their album Stereotypes is out this September. To see a video of Kev Marcus and Will B performing in our New York City studios, visit thetakeaway.org.